Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is awesome, awesome to see each one of you. Welcome in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Stand up for a moment. There are many who have traveled that are here tonight that have made the journey from faraway places. I mean, some from Canada, from New Jersey, New York have driven. So some of you live close by. But to each of you, welcome in the name of Jesus. It's awesome to celebrate. We get to celebrate something kind of unique. It doesn't happen that often where Passover and the Christians celebrate Good Friday. It's on the same day. So this is a season. We are in the season of Passover, and for us, it's Good Friday. So the lamb has been sacrificed. And his name is Jesus. And forever in heaven there is a lamb that was slain, who we will worship. Behold the Lamb of God. And all the nations out of every tribe, every language, every nation, every race that came together to worship the Lamb. The Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God. Forever and ever and ever, worship goes to the Lamb of God, who is worthy to receive our love, our adoration, our worship, our praise. All glory and power and riches and might belong to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise be his name. Glory. Glory. Lift up your hand. Say glory. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory. And to all those, there's some who just couldn't. They emailed us and they have needs and their families have needs, but they so desperately wanted to be here, but they couldn't be. So we want to extend our love to them, our blessing, and that there are points of contact with the glory of the Lamb of God tonight. All right? And worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, worthy is the Lamb of God.
Worthy.
Turn to your other neighbor and say, glory to the Lamb of God.
Glory to the Lamb.
Pray, God. Woo! Glory. Welcome. Welcome, guys, each of you. And I'll tell you, there is, in the glory, there is no distance. In the glory, I mean, impossible becomes possible, all right? It's in the realm of the glory. And the glory comes from the Lamb of God, who is worthy to receive honor, power, riches, might. Awesome. Thus, there is an electricity here tonight that comes from the Lamb of God, from the power of the Holy Spirit, that after the blood has been shed, and as he is raised from the dead, this holy weekend is something very awesome and very prophetic. It's very profound. And so Do not take it as a ritual. Something significant and prophetic is happening for you and your family. Say, for me,
for
my family,
for
my children,
for
my loved ones, there is a miracle.
There is a breakthrough.
Now turn to your neighbor and say, there is a breakthrough.
And a miracle.
Hallelujah. For you, for your family. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Give him a big clap offering. Hallelujah. Woo! Yay! Woo! I feel it. I feel something is moving right now. Something is happening. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Glory. You can be seated for a moment, but whenever you feel like, you can stand up and shout. You can give glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to God, because there is. This is a very prophetic and profound moment. And we don't always, I mean, God gave ordinances. This is, for example, he gave Passover as the beginning of some of the convocations that God arranged in the Bible. It's among the seven feasts of Israel. There are seven primary, there were the seasons. There will be three significant seasons, but seven feasts. But there would be three profound seasons: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. But the total number of convocations where they would get together and God would say, come together. But it wasn't just for it ever to be a ritual only. Okay, he would say, you're going to do it as a memorial. But, and I'll tell, whoa. I mean, I am so being impacted right now. I'll let on some of the, it is so exciting. And then you are part of the equation, all right? Some years ago, I pointed to someone and I said that I think you come from Ohio or something. I believe I gave name. And I said, you have a piece of the puzzle. That was the prophetic word began that way. And the thing was, his nine-year-old daughter, just as her daddy was going to catch the plane to come here, say, Daddy, here's my gift for you for the airplane with you. And she gave him a jigsaw puzzle. So he had been playing with his daughter's jigsaw puzzle as a token. Oh, thanks for her. As he landed, and he had it right in his bag. So he said, this is part of it. And then the Lord gave him a prophetic word. And in fact, of all things, a few months later, the Lord gave me that word again when I was in Redding, California. And as I did so, a puzzle piece came out from the glory. Isn't that right? And it was a golden one that came from the atmosphere. Whoa. So just as I am getting ready and writing down some of the prophetic scriptures and elements that the Lord was giving me, I wanted it fresh bread for tonight. And I was thinking, I got a text. And then I was busy, and Bonnie responded to the phone call. And exactly 3:59 p.m., I got the text. I like texting. I'm so glad for and some of you here will remember on Sunday I shared with some of you, and I have to be careful talking about names until they get an opportunity to share publicly, but I shared the name on Sunday. So if you go back, you'll know what name I was talking about. But they are daughter, and they have one of the notable ministries in the United States, and their daughter was attacked. And a very strategic part of her body, vital part, something happened and it turned black. And the doctor says that portion has died. And then it got worse. And she was on life support. 11 years old, right? 5 years old, sorry. 5 years old. And I phoned them Sunday, and I felt we are entering the season of not only Passover, but we are entering that prophetic season. And it becomes prophetic because of you. See, you are part of the prophetic end time army of God. Tell your neighbor, you are prophetic. Because you represent the living electricity. You have received Christ, the King of Glory. And the movements of the glory are within you, the electricity and the power and the name of Jesus wants to manifest more and more, not only in you individually, but in us corporately. And so we were holding on to the resurrection glory, and this precious family was holding on for something, because if it had gone on, the rest of the body would have been attacked and started dying. And that portion, the vital part of that body, of that little girl, was declared dead. It did turn black. So it was life support. And then I phoned the family, and Bonnie did too, this week. And at 3:59, just before, in different places, they're going to be blowing the shofar to say, now that, you know, declare the Passover and declare Good Friday and what was going to be happening. This, I got a text that the dad, it is finished. We got the breakthrough. And this beautiful young lady, know her name? Well, hold on. I want the family to be able to, because I have to be careful what names I can share. But the last couple of days, the blood started coming in. And at I got the text, so that moments before had taken this young girl off of life support, because she was coming out, and the resurrection glory has manifested and made alive that part of the body that had been declared dead by the Lord. Behold the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb of God. And it takes you and you and you and you and you and us corporately agreeing. And so that's why I say Good Friday and Passover, what we talk about, is not ritual. It is life. It's resurrection life. And we have to enforce the name of Jesus and tell the devil to take his hands off our children, off our finances, off our families, off our homes, off our marriages, off our bank deposits, I mean. And that is why, see, the people were being held in slavery hundreds of years. I mean, year after year, decade after decade. And they would say, when, Lord? When, Lord? And then the Lord said, I am sending the deliverance. But it was going to manifest through, take Exodus 12. Says this, how, Lord? Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months, shall be the first of the month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father. Lamb for a household. Say a lamb for a household.
Lamb for a household.
So it, for the, say household.
Household.
That means your family.
Yeah.
Right? It means your children.
Yeah.
Say my children.
My children.
My grandchildren.
My grandchildren. My
great-grandchildren. Some have great grandchildren. I mean, praise God. But a lamb for a household. I was like, Michael, where are you? Michael, yeah, he was leading the worship. He was with me last week. And there were a couple of things that I'll refer to. We were in ministry. In Pennsylvania ministering, and I was addressing the Voice of the Prophets conference. We have hundreds of pastors come from around the world there. It was quite a blessing and a privilege. But one family came and he said, do you remember that time you came to Steve Shogren's church in Cleveland or in Cincinnati. I remember. I said, were you there that night? And then I talked about this, and some of you may know. Talking about the household. It was in Cincinnati that a lady came for a blessing, and she said, I came for my best friend. My best friend is dying of cancer. And I said, what hospital is your best friend? So my best friend is not in the hospital. Right? She's outside in the car. I said, and it was pretty cold outside. I said, why did you leave your best friend? It's a she. I said, bring her in. She said, my best friend is my dog. She's dying, has got cancer. I said, well, bring her in. And so she came in. She had diagnosed with cancer. She didn't have long to live, supposedly, according to the vet. And when she came in, she's a big German shepherd, beautiful. And and I felt like the Lord said, this is a lady of my kingdom. Welcome her. So I, in among the old healing line, I said, you guys stop. we're going to welcome a lady of her kingdom of God. And there she came. And that's why I often, I tell people, I can discern dog language. God gave me ability because she looked at me and I said, welcome to my healing service. And she looked at me and I discerned totally from, she was saying to me in dog language, she was saying, you are the best looking evangelist I've ever seen. That's part of the idea I came when I got tired of saying, go to website, go to chavdaministries.com or bonniechavda.com or Chavda Ministries or More Glory. Those are all websites. I got tired of it. Then I remembered that word from the lady of the kingdom, that beautiful German shepherd dog. That's why I named my ministry goodlookingevangelist.com. So if you Google that, some of you, as I've told, Google itself worldwide, globally recognizes there's only one good-looking evangelist. That's me. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Just having a little fun. Anyway, but the real good-looking evangelist is my wife, Bonnie Chavda, right there. By the way, she got, and there are few people in the United States who've gotten this, she got the William J. Seymour. You know who Papa Seymour was? He is the founder, the awesome one-eyed black apostle and prophet of God at the early part of last century, who ushered in the Azusa revival that covered the whole earth. And he was the trigger point. And so that's William Seymour. William J. Seymour?
Yes, Joseph.
William Joseph Seymour. And she just flew in yesterday early in the morning because Bonnie was in Los Angeles to receive the William J. Seymour Azusa Revival Award. There she is. You want to say something, Bon?
It was such an honor, and to be, some of you I'm sure have been to that location, and it's a fascinating scenario to go to the heart of Los Angeles, California, where something happened at the turn of the century, where the Holy Spirit was poured out on a man who was the son of slaves, who had survived smallpox, had been blinded in one eye from smallpox, was socially, culturally, and religiously ostracized from certain groups. Jim Crow was legislation at the time. And none of those barriers stopped this man from receiving the river of the Holy Spirit and releasing the river of the Holy Spirit. And so we just want to say this evening that we know that the mighty river of God flows to the low places. And we are here tonight in a low place that is really a high place. Because commemorating the great deliverance that Jews around the world tonight, still, thousands of years later, are still looking for that one that is the Lamb that signifies household, personal, and national deliverance from utter poverty, oppression, disease, and slavery. And the humblest one in the universe came down and made himself our lamb. At the beginning of the service tonight, there was such a presence of heaven in this place. And as we were singing, your blood speaks a better word. It's directly out of Scripture, Hebrews 12. You have now come to Jesus, who has mediated a new covenant, and to his blood that is speaking tonight a better word. So we just consider it a privilege to be here together. We'll tell a little more about the wonderful honor of being at Azusa and with those folks and what God is doing. And I also would like to say God bless Fred and Wilma Berry, who are leading the Azusa mission there. They are fulfilling Papa Seymour's essence, was Pentecostal fullness and unity of the body of Christ. He said, there are no color lines in Jesus. And I want to also give a shout out to Pastor and First Lady Ron Hill from the Love and Unity Church down in Compton. And I would just like to say I was greatly privileged to be invited to grace their pulpit at the culmination of convocation on Sunday evening following that award. And so if I might say, I'm coming straight out of Compton.
Yay. Yep. You had some more oomph in your singing, I noticed. You know, some of the best music comes out of Compton. Yes. So, a lamb for a household. Say, a lamb for a household. And I'll pick up where I interrupted myself, but when I welcomed that little lady of the kingdom, that German shepherd dog, I was recalling this scripture, the lamb is for the whole house. And tonight, we want to declare it, affirm it, stand in the gap for it, for every member of our families, for every member of the church, as I got that text at 3:59 this afternoon, that little girl that was dying and was on life support, resurrection glory came. She's off life support and the glory brought them through victory. Say victory. Victory in the Lamb of God. So this is not ancient history we are talking about. And I remember when I laid this last week I was with these people. That it happened years ago. But the people were there. They are the ones who reminded me. Often I'll forget of the amazing different things that have opened the ears. But I remember that particular incident of the big German shepherd dog. And so I didn't know whether she was feeling okay that night. So I didn't want to lay hands, you know. The Bible says lay hands suddenly on no dog. So anyway. But she came and she sat there and looked up at me. She was just cutie. And she was dying of cancer. And I put my hand over the dog, not on it, over. And as I laid that hand, I remember, fell over. And yeah, it was slain in the spirit. And now you cannot suggest to a dog, you're going to be slain in the spirit. Angel. And, you know, we have catchers in some services, but there was no catchers for the dog. Because otherwise, they would have been called a dog catcher. Anyway, but that's I have used that term. But the big thing is that that dog was completely healed. The owner wrote me. So there is no limit for our faith and for believing for the whole household. I want us to believe this testimony of that little girl coming out is for us to say, this is now, today. This blessing is for you today. Say now.
Now,
Lord.
Now, Lord.
It says in Acts chapter 4, now, Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your holy servant Jesus. So even tonight, we release that victory, anointing, and the glory of God over you right now, over your body, over cancer, over heart disease, over paralysis, over Crohn's disease, over every spirit of infirmity that has to go in the name of Jesus. We declare the victory of the Passover lamb. And the Lord instructed them, keep it on the 14th day. Then the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts, on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. That I'll eat it, the flesh, on that night. You shall let none of it remain till morning. Eat it with a belt on your face, with your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. And believe me, that night God did awesome things, amazing things, and set loose his miracle glory over the land of Egypt. And they were overnight delivered from slavery. After 400 years of yokes, they were delivered from slavery. They were delivered from poverty. They were delivered from the false gods of Egypt. And then they marched out of Egypt free from slavery, free from poverty. It says they came out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble in their midst. And that's the power of the Passover lamb. And we want to affirm it. We want to stand on it. And we declare Passover victory for 2017 and for the coming days over you, over your family, over your marriage, over your finances, over your children. I was careful. I made contact this afternoon with my sons. Of course, my daughter was there. My other daughter I couldn't get hold of. But for whoever I could, I declared the Passover blessing because I believe in this. That this is real. But we got to stand in it, affirm it, and tell the devil to get off of our blessing. Because the Passover lamb has been slain. So this is for you. Say it's for me, for my children, for my family. And we declare, now I want you to be part of that power of agreement where two or more are agreed. You agree for your husband, your wife. You agree for your daughter, your son, for your father, for your mother. Whether it's cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, we are praying for a miracle. We had a year ago, we want to affirm a year ago, and see, that's part of it is we want to multiply next Good Friday service as God allows us to be here. Because of what it is, and what it means to a region. See, the power of the Passover lamb, we need it over our families. We need it over the church of Jesus Christ. We want that. We plead the blood and the Passover blessing over this city, over Charlotte, over Fort Mill, over Rock Hill, over this region, over Columbia, over Charleston. We affirm that blessing. And the power of deliverance over Washington, D.C. that corruption would go from there, that there would be deliverance for our nation. I mean, we need not only just personal healing and plead the blood of the Passover lamb over us and our homes over us, but we want to declare it over the church. We want to declare it over our nation. We need deliverance. Talk of, they were delivered from the curse of Egypt and the curses. We desperately need it as a nation. Last week, they were talking about the whole horrible addiction of opioid addiction in this nation, that entire regions have been taken over by addictions, that there are so many of, they call it opioid addiction. We used to have cocaine addiction and heroin addiction. Now we have opioid addiction. It's like a plague that people, I mean, in there are, it is amazing. It does not, it is across racial lines, it's across economic lines. People from very high income level have been hit by the spirit of addiction. So we need national breakthrough. Not and just as we saw the explosions on Palm Sunday in Egypt, that very the very land of Egypt where we're speaking about this deliverance, they need a God bless the Coptic church there. We send our covering blessing and we plead the blood of Jesus over the over that nation, over especially the Coptic Christians who have been threatened by ISIS. And we believe that God is going to bring a fresh deliverance in that region, that the power of the demonic principalities and powers will bow to the name of the Passover Lamb. But we have to enforce that in the name of Jesus. We speak that over Venezuela. We speak that over Brazil. We speak it over Russia. We speak it over India, over Bangladesh, over Egypt. We declare it for Nigeria and for the nations of the earth all across this land. We need a fresh enforcement of the power of the name of Jesus, the Passover Lamb. So we want to say it. And so last year I was about to say we had this living testimony. Let's pray our Cindy Schaefer's testimony if you have. It happened in the same way just about exactly a year ago. She had stage 4 cancer and she came here. Bless you.
Thank
so
you.
Tell us what happened.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
What did you have?
I had widespread metastatic
that
stage
Joshua
4
Mills
bone
with
cancer. I was diagnosed January 2nd last year. And the doctor told me it was too far gone. Chemo wasn't going to help. There was a chemo pill that just came off clinical trial. And he said that might slow it down, but it's not going to get rid of it. I said, good, because when I come back healed, you won't get any credit.
That's right.
So anyway, the pill, that's a whole other testimony, was $14,000 a month,
wow.
Which we told the Lord, you know, my husband and I prayed about it, and we said, we'll take it if the Lord provides it. And long story short, my insurance denied it 3 times, and then the pharmacy called me and said, they've okayed it, but you still have to pay the copay of $660 a month. I said, no, we don't have the money, and unless God provides it for me, I'm not taking it. So 20 minutes later, the pharmacy called me back, a different guy, first one was a lady, and he said, will you be home Friday? And I said, why? Well, FedEx is going to drop off your medication. I said, no, I don't have the money. And he said, well, ma'am, it says your copay is zero. So
wow.
God provided, and he provided it every month. I've paid $10 for it. Anyway, but anyway, then my husband and I just really stood before the Lord and said, what do you want us to do? I mean, because God really put in my heart, trust me, you know, you're going to get through this. It's not about you. I'm going to take care of it. And we just got on YouTube, listened to a lot of teachings on faith building and cancer survivor testimonies. Went to bed listening to Mahesh's healing scripture CD. And God just brought different people in our lives that said, you know, what about this? And God proceeded to custom make something just for me. And then I get an email that Mahesh and Bonnie were having a Good Friday healing service last year. And God said, go. So we were here, came up to the healing tunnel at the end. Mahesh gave me this vial of oil, which I have very little left, and said, anoint yourself every day.
Yes.
And I did. And not only did I did it, I do. I speak to my body when I do it. I anoint my body. I say, thank you, God, I'm cancer-free. No tumors or growth can grow in my body. My bones are strong. They produce pure marrow. And my immune system's not confused. And I would do, my husband and I did it every day, and we have done it every day. And that was in March of last year. April, I went in for my 3-month PET scan, because my first PET scan looked like my shirt. I mean, it lit up with cancer throughout. The same doctor that told me it won't get rid of it had to hand me the report that said, no cancer found. Yeah. No cancer found. And
amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory. You can stop there. Hallelujah. Give him a big clap offering. So this is Good Friday again a year later. And the story continues. I believe it is God wants us to say, to be continued. Are you there? Wow, come on up here. Come on up here, honey. Glory, I didn't know you were here. Wow, I'm so glad. How about that? I should have just brought her up. I didn't know. How about that? How about that? Glory to God. Look at her. Wow. Praise God. Hi, sweetheart. You look great. Say howdy to the people. Give them a
greeting. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. My blood work's all normal. May 1st, I go in for my PET scan. Me too. This is like full circle, and I'm just so, I wouldn't miss this for the world, and I never will. So praise God. There's nothing too big for him. And if you came here for a healing, he will meet you. I promise. So be encouraged. So anyway.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Sandy.
Amen. Thank
Bless you.
You,
honey. Thank you for coming. Oh, wow. I feel that Don Moen. So, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. And that. Until my disease, I am the Lord, your healer. Amen.
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. You sent your word and heal my disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
And really, I think it's a prostate cancer. Someone's dad has prostate cancer. Or you have, there's someone that, yeah, is it your dad? Prostate cancer? Just stand up right now. Thank you, Father. We just let the angel touch your father right now. What's his first name? Paul? Amen. Lord, I give you praise. The Passover lamb, yes. is touching Paul's disease. The prostate cancer is going at the root in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Amen. Thank you. And we'll lay hands on you at the end. Praise God. Or Shiva. Hallelujah. Yes. Anyway, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, he says, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So on this Good Friday, 2017, I want to declare that there is awesome power being released, that there is a secret to Good Friday. And that secret is the power of God being released, because on the cross, the Lamb of God took our pains and our sicknesses, and by his stripes, we were healed. Isaiah 53, verses 3 onwards, he is despised and rejected of men. That's Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, the Lamb of God, a man of sorrows, unacquainted with grief. He hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Say, with his stripes, we are healed. So everything good comes to us from the cross of Calvary. This is indeed awesome Friday, Good Friday. And any life and every life we want to declare from here can become abundant life. Because of the Lamb of God, because of Jesus, it affects every life on earth. It affects every life in the Carolinas. It affects every life in the United States. So everything good comes to us. God created the earth. When he created the earth, we read in Genesis, he kept on declaring, the water is good. The land is good. The animals, good, good, good. And then he created Adam. And out of him, Eve. He said, very good. But then the power of sin and death came in. And as Adam with Eve disobeyed, and the sin came. And the curse came, and it infected the earth. But the Lord had a secret plan that he was going to restore. And it was even going to be better, because the Lamb of God, and Lamb of God was going to be given. He was going to do the impossible. Talk about impossible, mission impossible. Jesus was on mission impossible to restore, to bring back good and awesome blessings back to the earth, that he would take on himself the curses. And it says in Philippians 2:8, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So this is what we honor tonight, is the cross, that Jesus was crucified and he took the pains, he took the sins, he took the infirmities, and by his stripes we were healed. That every bitter pool is instantly healed and made sweet because of Jesus Christ. So we find that the way that it says in John 10:10, there is a thief. The thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come to give you abundant life.
Yes.
Say abundant life.
Abundant life.
Turn to your neighbor. Say abundant life, neighbor.
Abundant life.
Hallelujah. So there is a thief and a robber. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. According to John, the Gospel of John, verse 10, chapter 10, verse 10. But Jesus says, I have come to give you abundant life. And it says in Acts 10:13, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Doing good. Say good.
Good.
Hallelujah. Doing good. And healing all. Say healing all. So that's why on the basis of the word, we are declaring. Now, there are certain things where I don't know all the things. The Bible says the secret things, Deuteronomy 29:29, secret things belong to the Lord. So when he says this is secret, he won't want to reveal it, he will. But if not, God says, none of your business. But the things revealed belong to us and our children forever. To me, say for me, and my children.
And my children.
That means our inheritance. Children's children, children's children. Hopefully your children will bring up your grandchildren to know the Lord. Things reveal, and the things reveal. Tonight we say Jesus has come. The Word of God says he has come to give abundant life. On the cross, he took everything evil and all the poison and all the curses, and therefore by his stripes we receive healing. For today, for this year, for now, Satan. Say now.
Now.
So the life is in the blood.
Oh yeah.
As he sheds his blood, you find that in seven different ways, Jesus, and in Leviticus 16, the high priest sprinkled the blood seven times. And the figure seven, these last two and a half weeks or so, the Lord was showing me seven. And there are several aspects that I believe the Lord's going to show us. But in the number seven is the number of God. And Jesus, on Good Friday, on this night, on this particular day, let's say, as he went to Calvary, the whole thing, what we saw in Mel Gibson's amazing special movie, The Passion of the Christ. But it was just Hollywood doing it. But anyway, but the Word of God says, as Leviticus 16:11-14, the high priest would sprinkle the blood seven times and offer with prayer, with incense. You find that in Luke 22, then, verse 44, Jesus sheds his blood in with drops, sweated drops of blood. Luke 22:44, being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Right now, the blood is speaking on your behalf and on my behalf. That little girl that was dying and parts of her body were dying. And I remembered, I was talking to both my sons, and they were both, many of you have heard this story. And as I was talking to my oldest son and blessing him, releasing Passover blessing even this afternoon, I remembered that his kidneys had pretty much 93%, I forget now how much, they had already died, and a few more cells were left alive, and then they were dying. And so the power of death was taking over. And I remember more than 30 years ago how Jesus, the power of resurrection, came. Tonight, the power of resurrection is coming over us once again. Let it flow.
Yes.
Let it flow over us, over you, over our families. And I want to claim the Passover blessing for the rest of the earth, that is bringing us out with silver and gold, and there is not one feeble in our midst.
Yes.
And not one feeble. Say, not one feeble.
Not one feeble.
And if you got a problem with your knee, there is someone with cartilage that we need to pray. Where is your knee? That you need cartilage recreated. Just stand up right now. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the glory come over you. Over you. I feel like God is giving some supernatural cartilage right now. By his stripes. Start moving out. See if you can move your knee. See if you, yeah. Thank you, Father. Over you, that gentleman there. I believe the fire of God's coming over you, that lady there. See if you can move your knee a little bit. Over you. Do you need new cartilage in your knee? Okay. And there is something else God is doing in your body right now, too. Right? Just take it. Start moving your body. Start moving. Moving around. See if you can move. See if you can run. Thank you, Lord. More, more, more. Start thanking the Lord. Receive. Receive. Thank you. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. For a few moments, you can sit down. Hallelujah. Matthew 26, 63 through 7. It says, he was struck on the face with fists and rods, and he started bleeding. Then Isaiah 50, verses 5 and 6. Say Isaiah 50, 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
It says, he gave his back to the smiters and his cheeks to them that plucked out off the hair. So they literally plucked out his beard and he started bleeding. And his back to the smiters. So, and then it says, Matthew 27, verse 26, that they scourged his back. So they whipped his back 39 times. And the whip had, that was the cat of nine tails thing. So each of the stroke of the whip had nine strokes. So multiply 9 times 39. And they say, I'm not a medical authority myself, but that at the root, there are 39 different kinds of infirmities that a human body can be attacked by. And the Lord took stripes on his back for every aspect of infirmity and disease. Therefore, we declare for us, for ourselves, for the city, for the nation, by his stripes, we were healed. Say, yes. By his stripes.
By his stripes.
We were healed. Matthew 27, 29. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And he bled from his scalp. Then, number 6, Matthew 27, verse 35, they crucified him. So there were nails in his hands and his feet. And I want to, with each of these then, I want to claim that as I have spoken, that the enemy is like a demonic evil squatter, that God has given us an inheritance, and this demonized squatter will come like bandits, like Al-Qaeda and ISIS and others that have no right to come and torment that land. and they have to be cast out. And through the blood of Jesus, we have authority. It's authority from the heavenly glory himself, from the King of glory. And we say, let the King of glory come in.
Yes.
And therefore, let his authority come in. And you are authorized to tell the squatters, like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, those demonic things that take over, you cannot stay on this property. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. So as he sheds his blood in Gethsemane and goes, the blood is shed and it's sprinkled. So for our deliverance, we have been sent to enforce. You are the sheriff. You are the enforcing authority. Jesus, that's why he told his disciples, all authority has been given unto me. Therefore, go and declare that authority and enforce now my name and my power over this situation across the whole earth. So I am receiving this Passover fresh authorization. That's part of this. As I got that text this afternoon, God says, I want you on behalf of every family that has been robbed or is being robbed. That little 5-year-old girl did not belong to the devil to mess with. And therefore, we say, in the name of Jesus, take your hand off this little girl. She belongs to that family. She's going to be a blessing to the nations. Therefore, as the Lord bled internally as he got whipped, then it says they delivered him to be crucified, and he bled. That there is, and with the intense beating, he got internal bleeding. And I believe that it says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was on him. And by his stripes you are healed. That this blood has liberating power from every power of iniquity. That the Lord is in the process of freeing us from every curse and the power of the curse. That the crown of thorns, as he bled from his head, that every spirit of fear, every spirit of mental oppression, God wants to set people free. So in Jesus' name, where you are attacked by anxiety and panic attacks and fear, whoever has that, any pockets of fear from abuse, from hurt, internal things in your mind that torment you, I want you to stand up right now and let the Lord deliver. If don't be ashamed, just stand up. See, if there has been emotional torment, mental torment, say, I want some of you, my prayer warriors, to go and lay hands on these people and put your hands on their temples area right now. We break hold of the spirit of anxiety. God does not give you. Say after me, God does not give me a spirit of fear, but a power of love, of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Every mental oppression. If you are near these people, thank you, Father. Be set free. People watching on the internet, I want to tell you, you are being set free from this tormenting thing, these thoughts that come, that even the spirit of suicide, that person watching me being driven by the spirit of suicide, the Lord is delivering you tonight from this tormenting spirit in the name of Jesus. And there are people here that you know, loved ones who are being tormented. There's someone who is taking pills for depression. Where are you? Wave your hand. It is your father, mother, or brother. Just Just take it for them right now. Where are you? Over there. Yeah. Thank you, Father. We receive. Say, I receive. On behalf of my family. Hallelujah. Look, one of the things that I got impressed by is I saw the blood coming from Jesus' hands as he's crucified. And as he takes the curse, this was kind of fresh for me. He says, I want you to claim that the Lord, that enemy has been stealing the blessing of the work of your hands. And things that you, there are people who need to complete scripts, who are writing. There is someone here writing a book or needs to write a book. Where are you? Let's wave your hand where you are. Yeah, just stand up right now. Stand up. If you're writing a book or you are involved in a writing project, one is a children's book right now. Where? Who is the one writing a children's book? Are you writing a children's book? Amen. I saw the illustrations also. God is releasing. But you know what? Raise your hand if you're writing something. Is it all right? I'm going to make an appointment with you a year from now. Come a year from now on Good Friday, all right? And then remind me, some of you guys, we're going to ask these guys for a report. Do you believe he's going to release that for you? All right? I'm believing for fresh works and then businesses. If you are representing a business, I want you to stand up right now. And this is something fresh that I saw from his hands, that we need to take over the economic world. That's a mountain God has given us, but we have tried to do it mentally. But it is on through the blood of Jesus that you're going to be given fresh release for the work of your hands. Say, for the work of my hands. It's going to be blessed through the Passover lamb. And finally, thank you, sorry. You may be seated. Thank you. The feet, the blood came out of his feet. And I'd never seen this, but in Joshua, the Lord tells Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you. He wants you to give you property and real estate, your own apartment or your own house. I want you to claim, if you don't have a house and you're claiming a house, I want you to, or a new house, stand up right now. I want you to put your foot down right now and say, I am ready through the blood of Jesus to take dominion, to take possession for my property. I thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God.
Yes.
Woo. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, guess what? He said, it is finished. Say, it is finished.
It is finished.
Tell your neighbor, it's finished, neighbor.
It's finished.
Through the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
It is finished.
It is finished.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Take it for yourself. Take it for your children right now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And autism
We have seen so many healings in autistic behavior, and there's going to be more. There are children who have been, the enemy is trying to limit them in their reading capacity, in their verbal capacity. The Lord, through his sacrifice, is changing the whole situation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. By the way, the other thing, final, I realize, as he's crucified, then as he hangs on the cross, the soldier comes and with a spear pierces his side, and blood and water comes out of his side, and the heart is pierced. And because of that, the Lord is touching, I believe, part of it. Right now, he's touching heart disease. And there's someone physically here, and you're battling heart disease. Wave your hand where you are right now. Yes, just stand. Where's the doctor diagnosed? The doctor said, you got heart problem. Wave your hand wherever you are. All right. Is that okay? I want my intercessors here. Go touch their heart. Let the Lord. And oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Where there is the sister that you need, you may have a baby, but you need another baby, or you're praying for a baby, and it's been a challenge to conceive. And wave your hand. We need to pray for you to have a baby. Where are you? Are you there? I don't see you. Wave. Okay, honey. Just stand right there. I want one of my people to run over there. Katie, go. Or ask someone to go. Right there. Do we have someone? Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Whew. And someone has been in an accident. Hallelujah. That you got in a smash up, or may have been some time back, may have been recent, but you still have a little bit of shock, or your neck, there's someone's neck that needs to be healed. Where are you? Is that you? Yeah. Is that right? She's showing the what? Son is paralyzed from the neck down? From a car accident. All right. Yeah, touch that picture. What's his name? Javier. How old is he now? He's about 20? And he got that crash around when he was 20? Yeah, okay. Thank you, Father. If you are in pain, wave your hand. If you are battling cancer, wave your hand. And just put your hand up. There are different kinds of cancers. The glory is touching right now. And the cartilage ones. I really feel like God giving new knees right now. I am the God
that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease.
And then Javier received that word.
I am the Lord, your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
And hearing loss, either ringing in your ears, you need the whole packet deal. Yeah, let's just Dan. What's your first name? Eden? Keith. Keith, sorry. Son of. Yeah, Keith, let. I just. Your ear. Put your hand on your ear. And someone else, yeah. And I want some people to test them. Go by. Put your hands on their ears. My people. Yeah. If you are a member of the church here, whatever, you've been sitting in there. Put your hand on their ears. Yeah, you just stand with them and lay hands right now. Thank you. Yes. Put your hand right there on his ears. Let them take their hand off and you can put your hand there, right there. More. Keep your hand there. Yeah. Now, take your fingers off and, hand off and snap your fingers there. In the name of Jesus, infirmity be gone in the ears. Now. And if you can hear better, if the sound is more clearer, wave your hand. Is it better? Can you hear better? Keith? Yeah? Okay. That's infirmity going. See, God, he wants to restore. We have to do battle. I've seen it again and again in these things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ooh, yeah. You sent your word. Who else? Your hearing is better right now. Wave your hand. Where are you? Because the angel is passing right now. Is your hearing better? What's your name?
My name is Emily Velez. I can hear much better. I've been using a hearing aid since I was 16.
You are hearing a little more clearer?
A little more clear.
Okay. Well, may the Lord completely, by the end of the night, give you total healing. Amen. Thank you. We receive.
Yes.
This Passover, let all stand. Let's all stand. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Praise God. Yes. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. Glory to God. What we want to do is go to the conclusion of this service right now, and those watching on the World Wide Web, we bless you and speak the fresh, awesome, now blessing of the Passover Lamb by his stripes tonight. Oh, awesome. May the rest of the year we are going to be drawing from the well of salvation of this Passover service. I feel such a rich overflow of the sprinkling of the blood of the Lamb for your house, for you, for your children. We receive it. And for your whole household, that's why I bring in dogs, cats, whatever. Hallelujah. If you got camels, that's all right. I think that would be a rare thing. There was one, I remember way years ago, Maryland. They took care of lions and tigers from little cubs and things that were sick. They would take. I said, I'll pray for them, but I don't think I'm going to go personally and lay hands on them. I can believe for dogs and cats. I've not gone and seen lions slain the spirit, but there could be. I believe that. But I'm just going to lay hands on you and you do it. Oh, yes, Lord. It's wonderful. You are awesome. Just praise Jesus right now. Lift your hands. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let the blood now enforce the blood of the Lord, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Say, all the blessings of Abraham,
belong to me,
to my children.
To my children.
You are a blessing.
My children,
my grandchildren.
My grandchildren.
You will bless the work of their hands.
Bless the work of their hands.
You are going to give them dominion.
Wherever
they place their feet.
Through the blood of Jesus.
It belongs to us.
Belongs to us.
The blessings of Abraham.
Blessings of Abraham.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Say, I believe. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. As we get, you're going to be given instructions and we're going to lay hands. If you want to stay, stick around. Bonnie and I are going to lay hands on each one of you. Right? We're going to make a fire tunnel.
Nice.
She who receiveth the William J. Seymour Award shall help me. But this, I'll end with this because I just tell you, this was the other one that I wanted to talk about at our book signing in Pennsylvania. They wouldn't quit. I was, Michael, you up there? Yeah, you can, you'll confirm. I sat from 5 o'clock in the afternoon after my session immediately till 9 at night, and the line wouldn't quit, and I was signing books. And at that time there was a man, a tall man from Haiti, who said, you inspired me, you are my papa in the faith, and I am from Haiti. And he said, I was a young man and I witnessed this. I want to tell, I had not seen since 86. And if you get feet tired, you can sit down. But otherwise, then. But I'll finish with this. There was a woman. She was born blind. She was a grandma. And this 14-year-old girl came. And she pointed to her grandma and said, this is my grandma. She was born blind, and she has never seen me. Will you pray for my grandma? Wow. The moment I lay hands on grandma, she was like, whoa, thrown a few feet from me. And again, nobody to catch her. She fell down. I helped her up. I said, how are you, grandma? And she said, I can't see anything. I said, come tomorrow. Came next day. Again, the same thing. The tremendous power hit her. I helped her up. She said, "How are you, Grandma?" She couldn't see anything. Third night, fourth night, fifth night, I prayed for her. Same thing. I said, "How are you, Grandma?" She was blind as a bat. Couldn't see a thing. Sixth night. Seventh, that was my final day in Haiti. And she fell down. I said, "Well, nothing is happening." The Lord was, I was as much in the school of the Spirit as anybody else. I was learning. And I said, "Well, someone," I had to go, had to pray for a lot of people, and we had an early flight the next day. So I kind of almost forgot about her. And then I remembered, I better go. Help Grandma. I went back and I helped her up, and I said, "How are you, Grandma?" She said, "I can see you perfectly." This was in 86, I remember. And this man from Haiti, he said, "I was a young man. I saw you in Haiti at that, and I saw that Grandma receive eyesight." After all those years, the man came and showed, you know, I learned a lesson. And so I wanted, that's one of the last words I want to give you is, we pray, and we pray some more. And keep on enforcing.
That's right.
Keep on. And on that last night, because I did not give up. Well, she did not give up. I was going to say, well, inside I was saying, didn't she? Getting tired? I remember. She wasn't getting tired. She said, "I'm going to get my miracle. Because by his stripes, I am healed." And that woman born blind got her eyesight. And I just want you to know, as we pray tonight, we're going to get, pray for that miracle. And we may sometimes get 50% of the healing, 10%, 80%. We're going to get the whole loaf. All right? We keep going to keep praying till the whole loaf. Tell your neighbor, the whole loaf.
The whole loaf.
We're going to get getting it all.
Get it all.
The whole package. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.